I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Well, believe it or not, another week has gone flying by, and we're ready to go with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldies show, back for another week. I got a stack of polka records. I bet you don't. Neener, neener, neener. Ah, some of you probably do. But I got to play these records for you, so I hope you're in a dancing mood or a listening mood or at the very least a toe-tapping mood. What's in the stack? No idea. Picked them out at the end of the show last week, so I was ready ahead of time for once. So let's just see what happens in the show this week, shall we? Let's jump right in there with the Holy Toledo Polka Stars and the Roulette Polka. There you go, the Toledo, Holy Toledo Polka Stars. That's the Roulette Polka. I would, I don't actually know this, but I would venture to say they're probably from Toledo. Doesn't, says nothing about that on the record, but being the Holy Toledo Polka Stars, one could be led to that conclusion, right? Hey, we're in the middle of an Oompa Hour. No, we're not. We're in the very, very early stages of this week's Oompa Hour. How the heck you doing? Beautiful day here in northern Minnesota. For those of you living around up here, you know all about the 6 inches of very wet snow we recently got. Yeah, I just enjoy plowing and snow blowing and shoveling so much. I'm done with it. Let's just not do it anymore and never leave the house. It'd be perfect. All right. I got Harry Hardin and his orchestra here. I can't remember the last time I played this one. I don't even know that I've played this one. It's the Tinkle Polka, and I'm assuming it has nothing to do with going to the bathroom. And it says right on the record that it's a swing-style polka, so here we go.
Thank you.
don't know. They're going kind of wild at the end there. Harry Hardin and the orchestra. That's the Tinkle Polka. Often played in restrooms. No, I just made that up. It's not true. Anyway, glad you're here for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show every week right here. Same spot on the dial or the computer or the tablet or wherever you happen to be listening. This happens every week. I know that may annoy your neighbors, but that's the way it goes. I actually got a bunch of people that that crank this up in an alley, and they go out and dance in the alley. And they've had complaints from the neighbors that it's a wild party out there, and they don't know what to do about it. Hi, you guys! No, they're not the people up here in northern Minnesota that would be dancing out in the snowbanks this week. No, these cats are out where it's nice and toasty warm all the time. I don't think I'd like that either. But, you know, if it wasn't for weather, we'd never have anything to talk about. Hey, if you want to make a request or a dedication, you have a question or comment or whatever for the Oompa Hour, you can do that many, many different ways. You can call or text to area code 218-259-2985. Did you write that down? It's a hotline, you know. 218-259-2985 is that number. You can email oompahour@aol.com. Or there's always the Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Should get you into the vicinity. We also can see the playlist for the following week's show early. So if you want to know what's coming up, so maybe you want to tape record it. You know, put your little cassette player in front and push the record button or something. Or you just want to get the scoop on your friends. You can make bets with people. I bet he's going to play the clarinet polka next week, and you would already know because you saw it on the Facebook. Anyway, those are ways you get in touch if you have a request or whatever the situation might call for. All right? Johnny Bamba and the orchestra over here on turntable number 2. And it's the Echo Polka. See, there's a guy sitting here listening to that song with his headphones on. That kind of messes with your brain when they do that echo thing, huh? Johnny Bamba and the orchestra. And, the Echo Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I think it's time we have a Whoopi John record. And a shotish, as a matter of fact. And a spelling lesson. I have the glowworm shotish by Whoopi. And I always thought glowworm was two words. Or one word with one W. But on this word, it's one word with two W's. And it looks like it says glow-worm to me. But that's not what it says. But it is the glow-worm. And the record actually says Whoopi John Wilfart's Orchestra. Normally, it'll say Whoopi John Wilfart and his orchestra. Or Whoopi John, you know, or whatever. But and you got to be careful how they call it. Because you got to put it exactly right when you put it into the playlist. So that when the computers do their thing, they get the royalties right. You can't like misspell or screw with the name of the band, or the song may not get credited to the right group. Wouldn't that be a tragedy? I don't know, but that is the pressure that a typical disc jockey is under these days, especially if you're playing records. If you're playing MP3s and CDs, it's all digitally encoded. But for us old farts who insist on playing records, you got to do it by hand. Shotishers, are you ready? See how I was stalling for time there so you could get in the mood? Here's the Glowworm with Whoopi John and the orchestra. Whoopi John Will Fart's orchestra there. That's the Glowworm Shotish here on Tim Zumpa Hour and your old-time oldie show marches on like it does every week. Need to take a moment to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, where they're gearing up for the spring and summer season, the tourist season, the active season, as it takes a while to thaw out around up here. But yeah, you can check them out online right now, worldofaccordions.org. I didn't check to see if the schedule for events and things coming up here in 2023 is posted yet, but if not, it will be shortly. And you can see around 1,400 accordions and whatnot on display, a lot of other related memorabilia as well. A lot of historical research is put away there in giant file drawers, tons of stuff. Yeah, saying tons of stuff after saying 1,400 accordions only seems to go together, doesn't it? They have the Accordion Repair and Technician School and all kinds of groovy stuff. If you're looking for an interesting place to visit this summer, the World of Accordions Museum would fit that interesting category. And then you could just launch yourself up the North Shore, up Highway 61, and take in all the sights and nature's beautiful things that are going on up there, hiking trails and waterfalls and state parks. All kinds of groovy stuff. So check them out. Worldofaccordions.org is where you're going to find them on the interwebs. Alrighty. How about Pee Wee King and his band? Because otherwise it'd be like just the wood one guy, you know? This is the Wooden Heart Polka. Wow, it seems like that went by fast. I was just sitting here kind of jamming out to it there. That's the Wooden Heart Polka. That's Pee Wee King and the band here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, don't forget now, coming up in the show, if I can stay organized through the whole thing, we'll have our weekly waltz. We always try to have at least one. And we will have our 78 of the week, too. I got to remember to do that. I got to go looking for one over here in the 78 pile. So I'll get on that here in the next little bit. Now, this next record, I was walking around the house singing this a couple of days ago. And my wife never gave me the answer to the question. Because I was walking around singing, "Who Stole the Kishka?" And I kept expecting my wife to sing back from the other room, "Yashu stole the Kishka," but she never did. And I thought maybe she's confused because different versions of the song done by different performers have different answers. And I noticed they all spell Kishka differently, too. No matter what band it is, no matter what nationality it is, it's like it's a free-for-all, man. I don't know, but I have Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks here, and everybody knows this one.
Someone stole a Kishka, someone stole a Kishka, someone stole a Kishka from the butcher shop. Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Someone call the cop. Round and firm and fully packed, it was standing on the rack. Someone stole the Kishka when I turned my back. Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Won't you bring it back? Shinga, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my pierogi, but give me back my Kishka. Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Won't you bring it back? Yasho found the Kishka. Yasho found the Kishka. Yasho found the Kishka. He hung it on the rack. He found the Kishka. He found the Kishka. He found the Kishka. Yasho brought it back.
I know, sounds like wild time there. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Are you ready for Steve Adamczyk and his Hungry Six? I have a feeling you are. I think that's a great name for a band, too, by the way. Here's the Razzle Dazzle Polka. There you go. A little razzle-dazzle polka there. Steve Adamczyk at his Hungry Six here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, where this happens each and every week right here. And no digital stuff on this show. Everything we're playing on the show is an actual phonograph record. Isn't that amazing? And those young punks said it wasn't possible. I still got to flip through this stack of 78s and pull a polka for the week as our official 78 of the week, so stand by for that. This next record I've been playing on and off for years now. After all, this is program number 470. And it's the What the Heck Oberic by the versatile Versatones with Eddie Blazonczyk himself singing. And the record says on it, not for airplay. And I always play it anyway. And they're singing in Polish, so I have no idea what they're singing about. So I don't know if it's naughty or inappropriate or politically incorrect or what the standards are, because this record's like 50 years old now. So I really don't know, but I play it every year. He could just say that because it wasn't cleared for broadcast at the time or something. Don't know. But if you understand Polish, maybe you want to send me an email at oompahour@aol.com and tell me what the heck they're singing about. There's the versatile Versatones. Eddie Blazonczyk steps up to the mic. It's the What the Heck Oberic.
Diabli w zini, coś ty zrobił w mojej sieni. Ja ci w sieni nic nie zrobił i no jak się w karczmie łopił. Pójdę bycie, pieron strzelił, gdzieś ty diable się podmielił. Ja ci psiokrew nic nie powiem, bo ja ciebie się nie boję. Jak cholera, idę znaleźć kawalera. Idź dziewecko, znaleźć sobie, idź po diabli mi po tobie.
No idea what they're saying, but I've been playing it for years. Nobody's ever complained, so I think I'm getting away with something, you know. Anyway, Eddie Blazonczyk there and the versatile Versatones, the What the Heck Oberic on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's try one from Walter Lesniak and the orchestra, shall we? It's the We Love You All Polka.
We love you, Jenny, oh yes we do. We love you, Jenny, oh yes we do. We love you, Jenny, we do. Oh, Jenny, we love you. We love you, Carol, oh yes we do. We love you, Carol, oh yes we do. We love you, Carol, we do. We'll be right back.
we do. We love you, Jeannie. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Jeannie.
There you go. We love y'all, Polka. Walter Lesniak and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Don't know who all those girls are. Maybe it's the wives of the guys in the band or something, huh? Doesn't say on the record. So it's one of those great mysteries that we will never have the answer to. But let us play our official 78 of the week, our shellac record. Ah, yes, an old Columbia 78 we have for you today. One of those laminated ones. They used to advertise. I've seen the advertisements. Where they're made out of this laminated stuff, so they're less likely to shatter in a million pieces back in the 40s, like a lot of 78s did. And these were, you rarely see a Columbia laminated that's busted. But what happens is the lamination starts going to heck on you, and the record stops being as flat and smooth as it's supposed to be. That's where the trouble is. But, of course, they didn't know in, like, 1946 that we'd still be playing the same records. What is that, like 80 years later or something? And this one says right on the record that it's Slovenian polka. And it's an instrumental, so we don't have to worry about what they're singing. But it means the disc jockey can't pronounce the title. That's what it means. It's the Ribbenkan Urban Polka is what it says. Not sure what that means, but I can tell you that it is the Hoyer Trio. And I'm not going to watch the record go around because it's 78 RPM. You can get pretty nauseous. We'll be right back. All right, there you go. There, that is the Robin Can Urban Polka, the Hoyer Trio, Columbia 78 RPM. There's our shellac record of the week. And I got to be careful when I'm playing those. What happens is I get involved with the music and I start tapping my toes, you know. And next thing you know, got my legs bouncing up and down. And the next thing you know, I bump the counter and the record skips. I got to be careful, darn it. Anyway, as things march on here at Tim's Hoompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, glad you're with for another show. And you can't go wrong with a record by a group called The Good Times, right? Because, I mean, how good can they be? And it's perfect for up here in the North Country. For those of you that live, you know, out in the plains of wide open land, you'll be perplexed. And another one, they're singing in Polish. So if you'd like to translate for me, I'd be happy to accept your translation. It's the In the Woods Polka.
W obsadzie się zobaczycie. Dajże dziewczę wór pieniędzy, to będzie wesele prędzy. Kalino, w tym pięknym lesie. Dajże dziewczę wór pieniędzy, to będzie wesele prędzy. Kalino, w tym pięknym lesie. Jak ja się depko od ciebie, to ja myślę, że mnie śmiewnie. A jak dziewczę pocałuję, to się dziewczę oblizuje. Jak ja się depko od ciebie. A jak dziewczę pocałuję, to się dziewczę oblizuje. Jak ja się depko od ciebie. Bo to taniec bardzo ładny. Ładne panie wszystkie kocham, a mam rzadki żadne. Polkę grajcie, polkę grajcie. Ładne panie wszystkie kocham, a mam rzadki żadne. Polkę grajcie, polkę grajcie. Chodźże tłusty i kulawy. Siad się star, to nasz to ładny. Dalej siwa i garbata, bo kulawy żwawo zmiata, choć żem tłusty i kulawy. Dalej siwa i garbata, bo kulawy żwawo zmiata, choć żem tłusty i kulawy.
Right, there you have it there, the Good Times. That's In the Woods Polka, Tim's Hoompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. How about we get one on the good old Minneapolis Soma Records in the show this week, shall we? How about Gil Steele's Concertina Band and our second shottish of the show, simply called Everybody Shottish. Thank you. All right, there you have it there, Gil Steele and his concertina band, Everybody Shottish, here at Tim's Hoopa Hours, your old-time oldies show. I know I got to get a waltz into the show yet. Time is winding down here. The pressure is on. I got records all over the place. I have one waltz I was considering for the show today. I was going to go with a Marion Lush waltz, but I'm not sure that's the one I play. Hear that sound? That's me flipping a handful of records right now. I haven't shut off the turntable because my hands are literally full of records. Ooh, how about an Eddie Zima waltz to go out on or later or whatever? Sometime before the... Ooh, there's another good one, too. I don't... Ah, it's too many. There's records all over the place. Well, I'm going to figure out what waltz I'm going to play. My goal is to have the answer and get the record ready to play by the time we're done listening to Larry Chesky and his orchestra do Sweet Helen. You think I can make it? I'm going to try. Here you go. Well, there you go with Larry Chesky and his orchestra, the Sweet Helen Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Time continues to fly by on the show this week. And I do have a waltz picked out. In fact, it's a kind of a dual-purpose record because it's a waltz and it fulfills another need musically. And we will get into that after we get into this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now I told you I had a waltz here that'll serve two purposes. First of all, it meets our requirement for a waltz, because we always try to have at least one waltz in every show. And I never acknowledge this, but I know that every week there are people who during that week have celebrated birthdays. Yeah, sure, you betcha. And I never say happy birthday to everybody. I could do that. I could always look at a few celebrity birthdays and give you all a happy birthday shout out. Oh, sure, something else to keep track of. Well, I'll see what I can do. But Lil Wally has come to our rescue here with a waltz called the Happy Birthday Waltz. So dancers, if you're ready, get up, get in position. And for those of you celebrating a birthday this week or this month or this year, this one's for you. Here's the Happy Birthday Waltz.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, it's another year. Happy birthday, happy birthday, let's all sing and cheer. Celebrate and let's be gay, for this is your day. Celebrate and let's be gay with you on your birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, and best wishes too. May you live 100 years in health and happiness. Happy birthday, many more, and wishing you the best.
There you go, Lil Wally, the Happy Birthday Waltz. I should keep that one handy. So when somebody says, will you play a song for my cousin George's birthday, I can find an appropriate song. But that would require organization, and there will be none of that on this show. Here's the Hot Pizza Polka. It's Georgie Cook and his orchestra.
Hey! Hot pizza! Hey! Hot pizza! Hey! pizza. Hey! Hot pizza.
Georgie Cook and his orchestra, obviously the Hot Pizza Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show as we get ready to wrap up another week here. Let's just go out on something everybody knows, shall we? It's the Tavern Polka Band. Here's the Beer Barrel Polka. There you have it there, the Tavern Polka Band there, rolling out the barrel. It's always good to close the show with something everybody knows, I guess, huh? But that does put the wraps on another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. But wherever you happen to be listening, whether it's a podcast or web stream or a real live radio station, this is going to happen again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, so be ready to dance.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the
station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tam Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studios in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.